What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show we got back on the show again. Coach Tim Crabb, Gardner Webb, running Bulldogs, joins on the game day. They have Longwood tonight. He joins on the game day, looking good over in that nice Bulldog hat. Coach Crabb, good talk to you, man. How you doing over there, man?
Hey, doing great, boss man. Excited to play tonight.
Yes, hey, Coach, you had a great win this past weekend, Asheville. Mike's doing a heck of a job up there, top of the league with High Point there, man. You know, you're down 16 in the second half, and man, you got hot from three there, and started defending like crazy, man. How fun was it going in that environment? You know, Kim was always excited to see those Bulldogs play up there, man, and you all went on tough assignment, down by 16, got the job done.
Yeah, it was honestly, boss man, it was probably like one of my favorite kind of wins that we've had. I mean, just because we played on Thursday night at home, we got popped by Radford, didn't play well at all, had one day to turn around and prepare for Asheville, who's so good. Mike Morrell does such a great job. Drew Pember, one of the best players in the league, a lot to prepare for on Friday. So just proud of our team to you know, have a great mindset to prepare on Friday. And then, you know, throughout the course of the game on Saturday, you said it, you know, down 16, and I just think great resilience by our guys. They really believe in one another and just believe in themselves and their ability to, you know, come back from any deficit. And we've done that some this year in other games. But we certainly needed the three to fall, and it did. But man, just proud of our players. It was a great crowd, a great environment, and you know, to win it the way that we did was pretty special.
And Coach Crawford, a lot of times fans don't realize is that getting those stops, bringing those stops together, getting those kills, get a chance to come back and sure. Make those shots. Because if you're not getting stops, you can't come back. So a lot of these comebacks, yeah. Fans can say about the offensive part of it, but don't forget defensively, you got to get stops to be able to come back and win these games.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's hard to get stops against Asheville. I mean, you know, they just got so many good players out there, and they put their play, they put you in so many tough spots defensively. But we did a really good job executing our game plan. You know, we really wanted to any chance we could get, we were putting two on Drew Pember and trying to keep him off the foul line and out of the paint. And he's one of the best in the country at getting to the foul line. And he only shot one free throw against us. And he actually, they attacked it really good. I mean, he was skipping the ball and being a willing passer. But we were able to kind of scramble around, and you said it, string enough stops together. And Asheville, they really played good. I mean, they played well offensively. They attacked, again, our kind of double team of Pember really well and had great spacing. But again, we were just kind of able to fly around and get enough stops. I thought keeping them off the foul line was critical, because that's something that they really hurt you with free throws. And then we also kept them from getting second shots. And I think they only got four offensive rebounds. So, you know, those areas we did a great job in. And again, we're able to string those stops together to give us a chance in the second half.
And Coach, watching that man too, Coach, I know some coaches are scared to play 4-on-3 on that backside, but hey, you did it, man. And so it's like, you got to live with that. You got a great score. You have to kind of pick your poison. Do I let him just destroy me, or do I just say, we'll just play 4-on-3 on the backside and again, scramble mode and get in a rotation and live with the result there? Because I don't think basically to get that, Coach, decision you have to make. Sometimes it's bad and worse.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, no, you're right, man. You try to, it's like you said, pick the poison and you try to figure out, you know, what do we want to do? Do we want to try to be one-on-one with the best player in the league who has just gotten to the foul line time and time again and game after game after game? Or do we want to, you know, try to make them play a little differently? And that's what we chose to do. But it's hard and it's dangerous because they got two great shooters on the backside. They have good cutters, and they're five man who can kind of lurk around the basket and dunker spot. And so it's hard, you know, it's hard, but that's what we, you know, elected to go with. I'm thankful it worked out for us. Of course, we had to really make shots to win the game. But again, it's hard when you play good teams and they got great players all over the court. You know, you got to figure out a plan and then you just got to try to believe in it.
And Coach Kraft, I'm asking this man, you know, going 5-10 in non-league play, that can sometimes get a team down. But talk about your teams coming out of non-league play with that resolve to play well in the Big South, knowing that, hey, this is really where it matters. So talk about that for your team and how good that mental resolve was, not let that record in non-league get to it.
Yeah, November and December was hard for us. And we played a top 40 non-conference schedule, you know, top 40 in the country. There's like six or seven teams that we played that are like first or second in their leagues right now. And, you know, a bunch of them are on their way to 20 wins. And so it was a really difficult, challenging schedule. We knew it was going to be that. We knew it was going to be tough. And so you just try to remind your players about, hey, these are really good teams we're playing here. And we're playing well. We're growing. We're getting better. Even though some of the results aren't the way that we would want them, you know, hey, this is a, we got to have a big picture perspective and understand that all of this is going to help us when we get into conference play. So our guys just say, they just continue to chip away and continue to try to get better every day and kind of keep that perspective and that belief in themselves. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to go through though, as for players and coaches. And, we lost four of those games. We lost at the buzzer, you know, where we played well enough to win. And, lost at the final, literally in the final possession. So, you know, you just try to continue to just talk to your team about staying positive and learning from the lessons and growing from every opportunity out there. And that, you know, when we get into conference play, we're going to be tough. We're going to be resilient. We're going to be challenged and tested in every area, and that'll give us a chance to be the best team that we can be as we get to March, you know, which is where we're sitting right now, rolling into March.
And Coach Kraft, I think what's good about it too, you got the experience close games. I know some of the results you wanted, but in that conference play, you're winning those close games, because I feel like You can't risk someone that in practice. I don't care how you say put on the clock, we're down right. by this. It's not the same thing. But when you actually got referees and other colors out there, man, you can simulate that whole close game execution, how to make the right reads, whether it be to get a free throw block out, make the right defensive rotation, not say this was the game plan. All things really come into play live, not really in practice, but getting you got a lot of experience over there with the games in March, the more important right now as we speak.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I mean, you certainly try to simulate late game situations in practice and early in the year. You try to do that a lot, but you know, there's only so much that game, you know, that you can do in practice to simulate game pressure. And you know, we've experienced a lot of game pressure in all different ways. And you know, there's not much that we haven't seen. So even though, again, those results, a lot of those results weren't the way we wanted to see them, you know, you're going through those experiences. And even the games that you lose at the buzzer, you're still also, you know, making some plays to keep it tied or to go up. And then if you lost at the horn, you know, there's still some important moments that you're gaining some confidence from too. So, you know, we went through a lot of that and, you know, we figured out how to win some close games, which has been awesome. And fun to see our guys grow and develop in that area.
And Coach Kraft, what a convenient team, man. Only averaging 11 turnovers a game. That's pretty good in today's college basketball. If we know we have to value that basketball. And let's not limit those. This was live ball. I wasn't throwing mistakes at the live ball. So for only 11 a game. It's making you feel happy with your team taking care of basketball, knowing that those things matter for winning this time of year.
Yeah, man, they've done a great job with that. And most of the season, we've done a really nice job with that. And some of the games that we've lost in the league, you know, have been games that we've turned the ball over too much. But our guards, you know, I think it really speaks to our guards. And I mean, everybody on our team, but we've got a lot of veterans out there in the backcourt. You know, DQ Nicholas is a fifth-year senior. Lucas Stieber's a fifth-year guy. Julian Samaro's in year three. Those guys have the ball in their hands a lot. Quest Aldridge, fifth-year player. Caleb Robinson in year four. So guys that have been around college basketball, and, man, those guys have really been great decision-makers for us throughout the year.
100%, Coach. And also, you have balanced scoring. You have three guys in double figures, another at 8 and 7, others at 5. So, I know you're sharing the basketball very well because you don't have to have one or two guys do all the scoring. So, and we all know the ball is energy, and that means guys want to actually defend more to get the ball. So think about the sharing of the ball and balance going around the board, knowing having unselfish guards who get others involved as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we emphasize a lot, you know, and we really want to move the ball and we want to make quick decisions on our team. We want to make, you know, we call it quick, unselfish decisions. We want to do that. And the more that our players have bought into doing that, the better we've played offensively. And, you know, so really just trying to encourage that, try to show them that, hey, when we pass it more than five times, we got a much better chance to score. And credit our guys because we've got some good individual players that can make plays with the ball in their hands. And you said it, man, the ball does find energy. And, you know, when you hold it and dribble it and don't move it quick enough, you know, defense can set, and we're a big believer in trying to keep that ball moving. And thankfully our players have bought into that.
100% Coach Kraft. And I feel like that's so important, man, because also I feel like it makes the defense wear out too. So it gives you opportunity to wear them out as well, because they don't want to defend 30 seconds of ball movement. Right. Most kids can defend the first, second actions, but the third, fourth, fifth action, like, okay, now we're going to get tired and get lax in our discipline. So I think that ball movement helps break defense down even more, so we know they can't defend those 30 and fourth, fifth actions if all 30 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we've really tried to play a lot faster this year. So we have shot it quicker than we've ever shot it. When we have an opportunity to do that. But then when we don't have something quick, man, you said it, we want to make the defense defend three sides of the floor and defend multiple actions. And when you do that, it's like clockwork, man. You're going to get a good shot. And if you can just not settle for a tough one early, and you're going to get a good one if you keep that ball moving.
No doubt. And Coach Kraft, you had a guy from Atlanta here, D.D. Nicholas, fifth-year guy. You mentioned Southeast Missouri State. About what he's meant to your team this year and getting him to come commit to you guys to come play for Gardner Webb and what he's done for you this season on and off the court, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a great story, you know, just from high school to going to prep school to going to SEMO. You know, he's being a guy that's kind of a bit, you know, a late bloomer as a player. You know, really didn't have Division I offers at a high school, went to prep school, and SEMO signed him. And, you know, if you just track his career, it's really neat because he's just been a guy that's gotten better and that's just tried to stick with it. And, you know, he's battled adversity throughout his career, and he's just continued to get better and better. He's super committed to the process of becoming a good player. He's really improved as a leader with our team. You know, but just really proud of him because he, you know, he was an all league guy last year, like second team all conference last season, preseason first team all conference guy here going into his fifth year, his senior year. And then he really struggled in the non-conference. You know, I mean, like his non-conference individually was very difficult. And he was trying, he was playing hard. He was defending. He's one of our better perimeter defenders, and he's competitive. And he was doing all of that. He was trying to lead. He was trying to make the right decisions. And, you know, really, the end of the day, I mean, just the ball wasn't going in the basket for him. And he was just struggling. And, you know, that can be hard as a senior, especially, you know, he had a lot of expectations. And so he really just pushed through all of that. And as we got into conference play, man, he's just played better and better and better. He shot the cover off the ball in league play, continue to make good decisions, continue to defend. And he's had a great conference season. And, you know, he and along with some of our other guys, but he's a huge reason for the reason we've won 9 conference games and got a chance to win a couple more. So just proud of him, proud of really his resilience and his character throughout adversity here this year. And so happy for him, too, that it's really worked out for him to have a great season.
And, Coach, you know what's so beautiful about that, Coach, is like, sometimes having a young man have adversity now in his 20s, it helps you, like you and me, we are our 40s. So it helps, but those lessons we learned then can really apply to now. We have real life problems beyond the basketball court with family, friends, professionally now. So those lessons, really to me, Coach, is very important. Because a lot of things I'm learning in college now, it applies. I'm like, oh, it makes sense to me now. I'm in my 40s and having to take care of a lot of these stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. That's why we love athletics, right? Is that, you know, they can kind of simulate the ups and downs of life. And, you know, really, you know, as you get older, trying to channel some of those things that you had to do as a player, which is, you know, there's nothing really worthwhile that comes easy, right? And you just got to work to achieve success in every area, relationships, you know, business and every area. And so life's going to be filled with adversity, just like the basketball game or a season. And you know, DQ and has just done a great job handling that this year, and I'm sure that it'll help him down the road.
That's one, Coach. You know, we got long wood tonight, Coach. Griff does a good job over there, man. They was on top of the league last year going to the tournament, man. So about having him come to Bowling Springs tonight, man, and preparing for his team and what you're looking for on field for those guys tonight, man?
Well, I think first that this Griff's teams, man, they're always very well prepared. They're really tough. You know, they're physical and tough. You know, they play with an edge to them that's different than what you see every day. I mean, they really play hard. They're very, very physical on both ends. And so, you know, that's what it'll be tonight. I mean, it'll just be, it's going to be a war. It's going to be a really physical grinding game that we have to bring every ounce of our edge, you know, to the table, and just an edge on both ends. And that's what you get when you play these guys. And, you know, they had a great non-conference. They were kind of the opposite of us. I mean, they had a great record in non-conference, and then they struggled in league play. But then here of late, they've won 3 out of 4. It's kind of starting to find themselves a little bit offensively. So we got to do a great job, you know, protecting the paint, trying to defend the ball, trying to defend the pick and roll well. When you talk about ball movement, these guys do a great job moving the ball from side to side and then attacking the paint and getting you in rotation. And then what that allows them to do is get a good shot. And then when they miss it, they got a great chance to get the offensive rebound because they've got you in rotation a lot. So, you know, we want to try to stay out of rotation, keep them out of the paint, and then be able to get guys on guys when we block out. And we got to be super physical and reliable to do our job on the glass. And so it will be in for a war, and, you know, we're excited to compete.
Well, Coach, I hope I'm talking to you in a couple of weeks, man, when you won the Big South Tournament. We can celebrate that on the show. Again, hopefully in 2 weeks, we're talking again in a couple of weeks, Coach. So I'll be claiming that for it. Hope we had to get with you, man. I know we did it last time. You went to Big Dance, but hope we had to get in like we did last time, Coach.
Hey, I hope so, man. I'd love to do that. Okay. I'd love to be doing that. In a couple of weeks, I'd love to be sitting on a Zoom with you again.
Yes, sir. Coach Crowell, good catching with you again, man. I hope to see you soon, man. Good luck tonight, man.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe, buddy.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.